You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's definitely an interesting issue. This is from Corey, a he. Hey, did you boys, he does the Z.
Holla.
Hey, did you boys see the article about people who want to know movie spoilers before they see the movie? So let me jump in here before I get to the rest of his note. When he said that, I was like, no, but I want to know about that. So I started researching, scrounging around, and I did find this article. Apparently, they had gone out and quizzed hundreds of people, and it turns out that a significant portion of people actually like a movie more if they know not only the entire plot, but all of the spoilers going into it.
So they
like
coming.
It better.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, how can you say
I don't know. Some people are control people. They need to feel like they're in control. They don't want any surprises, and I kind of get that.
Let me get back to Corey's note. He says, this is my wife, and it drives me crazy. We watch the first episode of a show on Netflix, and before we can watch any more of it, she goes online and reads everything about it, what happens in later shows, and even how it ends. She's also the person who picks up a book, reads the first page or two, then immediately reads the last couple of pages before she decides if she wants to read the whole thing. Corey writes, this completely warps my mind. She says she's been like that her whole life and will never change. And then he says, could this be a five call says it all on your show? We both listen every day. Thanks for always making the commute funny. That's Corey.
Welcome.
Listen, I know for sure people like this. I have a friend of mine who insists on reading the last couple pages of a book before even starting it.
That's weird to me because that makes you make zero sense of anything else in the book. That's just you read the last page or whatever, and you're like, oh.
You don't know who the characters are.
You don't know
are.
Anything about the book. It makes zero sense to do that.
But they will not read a book without reading the last couple of pages. And
it's
now
odd.
That drives me crazy.
That's
look,
odd.
I've done enough school visit stuff where I do presentations at schools with some of my books for middle graders or middle schoolers and high schoolers. And in all of those age groups, I always encounter kids who, if they get a copy of my book, I see them turn to the last page. And I'm always like, hey, whoa, what are you doing? You can't do that. And they're like, oh, I always do that.
We always do that, Mr. Testa.
There's a certain
you need to go into these presentations telling them how it's going to end before you even start. That's how you got to do it.
Listen, before
here's what I'm going to wrap up with.
Kids, before we get started, let me tell you, one of you in here will not be going home tonight.
Perfect. See? It works.
That'll get their attention.
What?
So I don't. So to answer Corey's question, those people are out there. Here's what I would like to do. Maybe we can do a five call says it all. What if we requested that people who are this way, they must know how a movie ends before they see it.
Mm-hmm.
They must know how a book ends before they read it. Could we talk them into calling us and merely explaining to us why they're wired that way?
Yeah, what is it that makes you have to do this? I'm telling you, it's a control thing. It has to be.
How is it a control thing?
It's just, like I said just a few minutes ago, you don't want any surprises. You want to be prepared. Mm. You want to have your emotions ready. I don't think it's any different than like when you're planning a trip. And if you're like me, you got to get on like the Google Maps or whatever, and you have to know exact turn by turn. You have to know everything about the hotel. You have to know everything about your destination before you even go. Like, I don't even want to be surprised. Say you've never been to the Grand Canyon, but I want to research it and know everything about the Grand Canyon before I go. I think it's the same type of people that jump onto IMDb and read about the movie before they go see it. You have to be prepared.
Can we get an explanation from you, the listener, please, why you do this? Just for our own edification.
What's so wrong with you?
We're not going to beat you up. We just want to know why you do it. And maybe you can speak for other animals like you. Here's Angie, who's the first one in. Angie, can you explain it to me?
I'll try to, but I'm kind of somewhere in the middle. So I start the book, and I get about halfway through, and then I'm I just have to know how it ends. And I think Jeremy's on point. It's not, I don't know if it's control, but I just have to know what's going to happen. But I always finish the book. I go back to the middle and finish it.
Oh, huh.
So, Dom, we couldn't be married. Sorry.
We cannot be married.
Let me tell you how this marriage ends.
All right. But that doesn't really explain why you do that.
Yeah, because you still go back and finish it. And there's no need to finish it. You're wasting your time then.
No, but I want to know. And I actually want the whole story. But I get about halfway through and I need to know.
I'm glad you called us. And I hope you have a fun day, Angie. Okay.
Great day, boys.
Bye. Thank you. I just posted on our Facebook page a video that I think ties in with this perfectly. Mm-hmm. It's all about delayed gratification and how some people can handle it just fine. Yep. Some cannot. Angie cannot.
At all. Needs to know immediately.
Here's Samantha. Good morning, Samantha. I'm glad you called.
Good morning.
What can you add to this? Can you explain it to us?
For me, it's like I totally have anxiety about things, and when I'm watching something suspenseful or reading something emotional, I'm like, okay, I need to be prepared. Who's gonna die?
Yeah,
I need the tissues. I
get
it. I need to know when this is gonna happen, and I need to be prepared. So that's my feelings.
My wife's kind of like that, because we went through a phase where we were watching that Sons of Anarchy show, and it's pretty darn violent. I mean, it's borderline rated R, okay? And some things were happening in the show that Nicole couldn't stand to watch because it was too violent. But yet she still went online and read about everything that happened because she was too suspenseful for her to watch it.
But now, wait a minute, Samantha. You say that you need to be prepared. But when you flip forward in the book, you're not prepared. You're reading it. So it's like...
But you know what's going to happen. You know if the guy's going to get stabbed.
Yeah,
you're like, okay.
But you're reading it maybe on Tuesday instead of reading it on Friday. But either way, you're not going to be prepared.
But you aren't emotionally invested yet. So you're prepared once you are emotionally invested.
Yeah, you are prepared. You know that Tony's going to get stabbed. You're like, oh, there it is.
Well, Tony had it coming, though.
Tony.
Samantha, you go have a great day, all right?
Thanks. You too, guys.
Bye.
Thank you. That's interesting to me. Here's Andrea. Good morning, Andrea. What do you say?
Hi there. Good morning. Kind of the same that the other two ladies were saying and what Jeremy was saying. I think for me it is more about control. If I am reading a book and I like a character, I want to find out if they're going to be there at the end. So I'll read the back, and if they're not there, then I won't read the book. So I don't invest that much time.
Wow.
I think this is good. Like if you're halfway through the book and you're like, you're maybe not fully feeling the book, you can go on and then read what happens. Then you're like, okay, I don't have to go back to this book then because it's not good.
Oh my.
Yeah.
God. I get that part.
Yeah. I won't read a book if I'm, a quarter of the way through and I'm not feeling the book, I won't read it. But if I really like a character and I kind of have an idea of what's going to happen with them.
Yeah.
Then I'll flip to the back and see if their name is mentioned or whatever. Same with the movie. I do get anxious when I'm watching a good movie. Because
that's why IMDb is so huge and Wikipedia,
Yes, for sure. I don't want to. Yeah, I want to be prepared, like this lady before me was saying.
We live in an amazing time where we don't have to really waste our time. Like, if you're not really into a TV show or a book, you don't have to waste your time.
Now, maybe I'm coming at this, Andrea, from a standpoint of someone who writes books, because I do, and I put a lot of time into writing these, and I think it breaks my heart, because I want to bring you through the story to the payoff at the end, and if you take the payoff right away, it's like you have ruined all my preparation to get you there.
Oh, don't feel that way.
I can't help it.
Well, that just makes you work harder, doesn't it? So people don't get like bored halfway through.
I know.
No, I'm a huge reader. I am not instant gratification type. I'm, because of the invest investment in the characters or in the story. I read a lot more than I watch TV, so
yeah, all right.
I mean, I can't. Well, yeah, don't.
It breaks my heart.
Don't be sad, buddy.
I did a thing at a middle school. This was like 3 years ago, and it was right after like the sixth and final book in my little Galahad series for young adults came out, and that was a 6-book series. So that was a lot of investment on my part. And there's this one thing at the end that's this big reveal through the whole 6 books. You don't know what's down in this certain part of the ship. You just don't know. And I didn't know until I was halfway through writing the 6th one. I had no idea. And when it came to me, it was like, oh, my God, that is the perfect way. This is perfect, perfect. I was so happy. So I do a school presentation, and there's a kid who's asking a question, and he knew what was in there before he had finished reading the 1st book. And I said, wait a minute. Wait. He goes, no. He goes, I read part of the 1st book, and then I got the last one, and I read the last part of the last book, so I know how the whole series ends. Oh, my God,
Jeremy. What a world. What a world.
I think that's
like watching the first Star Wars and then jumping to Return of the Jedi. Why would you do that?
I almost stormed out of the
school. Darth Vader's Luke's father. Can you believe it? I completely skipped Empire Strikes Back.
Well, you're getting more readers because you're mentioning this, and now I'm going to go read your books. How about that?
Well, you're trying to make me feel better. Well, I love you for that. Thank you, but it's still don't read the end of the 6th book. Okay.
It's full of hamsters. The thing is full of hamsters.
It is full of hamsters. There, we've ruined it for you now.
Thank you. Oh, I love hamsters. Great. My favorite animal.
I'm glad you called. Have a great day, okay?
Bye.
Thanks, you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Hashtag Dom problem.
Sad. Hey, Noah, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
Why do you do this, Noah?
So my reasoning is that, you know how when you watch a movie the second time through, how you kind of enjoy it more?
Yeah, because you focus on things a little bit more.
Well, yeah, you can pay attention to detail, so you're not distracted by anticipation of the movie. You can actually just sit back, enjoy, and actually look for things that you wouldn't see, that you would originally see
if
you actually know what's about to happen.
Wait a minute. So you're saying that you would watch the end of a movie first just so that you can enjoy the rest of the movie?
Well, no, I would say either see what's about to happen or just see the movie twice.
Read about it first.
Yeah.
And then see it. Yeah, I get that. Especially like going back to Star Wars. I know it's a goofy reference, but like watching everything that's going on behind the scenes, behind the characters, you know, sometimes there's stuff planted back there that you miss.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like this, the new movie that came out, Ready Player One, it's got so much detail in it that you can watch it like 5 times over and see something new every time.
Exactly. Yep.
That's a different thing though than spoiling it the first
time.
How
does that movie end? Ready Player One.
It's full of hamsters.
Oh no.